WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Now, I'm not gonna lie, the world can sometimes feel like a pressure cooker, right? Like social media, demanding jobs, family. It all adds up. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water? And in all that chaos, it's easy to lose sight of something really important. Your self-confidence. But here's the thing, folks, true confidence doesn't come from external validation or chasing fleeting achievements. It comes from within. From knowing your strengths, accepting your weaknesses, and building a solid foundation based on self-awareness. And today, we're diving deep into how reflection can be your secret weapon for unlocking that inner badass. Let's talk about 5 key takeaways that could really shift your perspective and help you build that unshakable confidence. First up, reflection isn't just about wallowing in the past. It's about learning from it. Think of it like this. Every experience, every stumble, every win is a lesson waiting to be unpacked. Take some time to analyze your past actions, what worked. What could have gone better? This kind of self-assessment allows you to identify patterns, celebrate your successes, and course correct when needed. You're not just dwelling on a past, you're using it as fuel for growth. Second, reflection helps you define your values. Now I'm talking about those core beliefs that guide your decisions, shape your actions, and ultimately define who you are. Think about what truly matters to you: integrity, creativity, kindness, adventure. Once you have a clear understanding of your values, you can start aligning your actions with them. And trust me, when your actions reflect your values, that sense of congruence creates a powerful foundation for confidence. Third, reflection helps you identify your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. But sometimes we get so caught up in our perceived weaknesses that we forget to celebrate what makes us awesome. Make time to acknowledge your skills, big or small. Did you ace that presentation? Master a new recipe? Solve a complex problem at work? Take a moment to savor those wins and recognize your capabilities. Fourth, reflection can help you manage your expectations. You know that feeling when you set the bar impossibly high and then get crushed by self-criticism when things don't go perfectly? Reflection helps you break free from that cycle of unrealistic expectations. By honestly assessing your abilities and limitations, you can set more attainable goals and celebrate your progress along the way. Remember, confidence isn't about being perfect, it's about embracing the journey and celebrating every step forward. And finally, reflection helps you cultivate self-compassion. This is huge. We're often our own harshest critics, but treating ourselves with kindness and understanding is essential for building true confidence. When you make a mistake, instead of beating yourself up, take a moment to reflect on the situation, learn from it, and then move forward with grace. Remember, everyone stumbles, it's how we get back up that matters. Picture this. You're walking into a meeting, maybe a big presentation, a job interview, or even just a casual gathering with friends. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the self-doubt creeping in. But then, you remember what you've learned through reflection. You know your strengths, you value your integrity, and you understand that it's okay to make mistakes. You take a deep breath, walk in with your head held high, and under room. That's the power of self-confidence built on reflection. It transforms from a fleeting feeling into an unshakable foundation. So, how can you start incorporating reflection into your daily life? It doesn't have to be complicated. Start small. Take 5 minutes each morning to jot down 3 things you're grateful for and 1 thing you're looking forward to. At the end of each day, reflect on what went well and what could have gone better. You can even keep a journal specifically for reflection. Remember, building self-confidence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel more empowered, more resilient, and more capable of navigating life's challenges with grace and strength. Keep reflecting, keep growing, and keep crushing it. As always, thanks for tuning into How to Be Stoic. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share the show with your friends. Until next time, stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.